This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
I have to say, Mark.
Yes.
A bit worried.
Yes, you. I like the music coming in there. Oh,
this is my sad, emotional music. I love
because
this music.
You are not happy about what's happening this afternoon, are you?
Yeah, so a bit of backstory. So on Saturday, I was sitting there having my breakfast and drinking my coffee, as you do on a Saturday morning.
Nice Saturday tradition.
Nice Saturday tradition.
Yeah.
Now, for the last couple of months, I've had a tooth that's been a bit sensitive.
Aww.
Just a little bit sensitive.
A little bit.
Sensitive new age tooth.
Just like you, a little bit sensitive.
Exactly. You know, hard exterior, but sensitive. And it was hurting when I had every now and then I'd have a really cold drink or an ice cream or something.
Yes.
And it would sort of, I'd feel it, you know? It wasn't too bad, though.
It's a bit sensitive. It's a bit like when a PA hits your filling, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just, it sort of was like, oh, I should get that checked. But
yes.
I hate the dentist, so, and it's not hurting. It's just every now and then I could feel it.
So you procrastinated.
I'll just leave it for a bit, you know. I thought, you know, it might just go away. It might just, and it's happened before where I've been like, oh, it might just go away and it's
gone away. When has it ever gone away?
Oh, well, it gets worse, I guess.
Yeah.
But I left it.
Yep.
Anyway, Saturday morning, I'm sitting there. I'm eating like croissants or whatever I was having.
Yes.
And I had a swig of my coffee. And this swig of hot coffee hit my tooth. And oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God. It was the worst pain I felt in such a long time. It just completely hit me. I almost passed out on the spot because it hurt so much. I couldn't believe it. It was just...
You don't deal with pain well, do you?
I don't deal with pain. I hate pain. I hate it.
Don't deal.
It was so bad. I'm sure people have had dentist stuff happen before or sore tooth before. They know what that feels like when it does that jolt of pain. And you don't expect it, and it just hits you, and it's just like your entire face feels like it's going to melt off. It's
exactly.
So bad. So I called the dentist straight away.
Yeah.
Made an appointment for this afternoon. So as soon as it started hurting, I made an appointment. I should have gone earlier to get it checked, probably. But here I am. Appointment's this afternoon, and I am freaking out because I hate dentists.
You hate them.
I hate the part when they have to figure out which tooth is hurting. They have to tap all your teeth.
Yeah.
Until the one that hurts, you know, and you react. I hate that.
Last time I went to the dentist, I had a root canal.
Oh.
I don't think they're that as bad as people say, but
I hate my mouth being open for that long. Don't make a joke. I hate. And they put that thing in there, and they're sucking all the saliva with the thingy, and it's like it gets to your tongue, and it sucks your tongue, and it's like ow, and it's weird, and then they numb your face.
Are you a saliva person?
What do you mean?
Well, you know,
I have saliva.
Yeah,
like most people do.
But when dentists put their fingers in your mouth and stuff, I generate a lot of saliva.
Ah.
I've known my saliva glands to squirt.
That's why all the boys like you so much.
I know. Lots of natural lubrication there.
But yeah, look, I think I do. I think it's a regular amount, I feel.
Yeah.
I just hate it. And then, you know, there's always there's the dental nurse that helps and stuff. And they talk to each other while they're working on you. And you're lying there and they ask you questions while your mouth's open.
But they understand you.
Yeah.
They learn to understand you.
Oh, so how's your weekend? You're like, ha, 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 ha.
And they go, oh, really? That sounds interesting. Yeah, they know.
It's terrible. And I just... It's just the worst experience. I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want them to touch my mouth, touch my teeth. It's going to hurt. I just can't. I can't do it. Nothing I hate more. It's the worst.
So what we want to know is, have you got horror stories about the dentist just to make Luke feel better? It's like...
He wants to freak me out more this morning.
Well,
he wants to make this as horrible a day as possible for me.
I did put in the search engine on the computer dental disasters before.
Yeah, and then he brought Google Images up and it was all over. I was like,
Want to learn more about radio or auditing or audio editing? We're looking for people to join our team as program audio producers responsible for podcasting Joy 94.9's diverse range of weekly programs. Get involved, meet new people, and learn new skills. Join the biggest community radio contributor. I can't even say that, Luke. Contributor. I'll podcast by volunteering for Joy's program production team. A basic knowledge of audio production is required, and further training will be provided if your volunteer application is successful. Training is free for Joy members. Interested? Are you? Email Joy's production manager, Jason, via production@joy.org.au. Joy podcasts where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au.
Now, I developed a toothache, unfortunately, on Saturday afternoon, triggered by some hot coffee, which is stupid. Didn't even, like, bite anything hard or anything.
It wasn't like you were chewing a minty or anything.
I know, yeah. It happened. Anyway, go to a dentist this afternoon. A bit nervous about it, because I really do hate going to the dentist. I hate it. And I asked you guys for some dental stories, some dental horror stories, maybe things that had happened to you. I had a couple of messages in already.
Yes.
I had a message in from someone who said, my dentist was once speaking to his financial advisor about his shares during his consultation on the phone. And he used to wear a full-length fur coat in all of his photos around the office.
That's weird.
That's creepy, isn't it?
That is weird.
It's very strange. Had a message in from Ron, actually, offering there's a dentist that he goes to that's amazing. Makes you feel comfortable and relaxed. And he's referred friends who haven't been to dentists for over 20 years because of their fear. And they were so amazed they wrote a letter of thanks. And I can get his contact details.
Exactly.
Thanks, Ron. I'm going to take you up on that, Ron.
Yeah.
But we do have someone in the studio who has a dental horror story. She'll be coming at you with Melbourne's most uplifting music mix from 9 o'clock. It's the wonderful Rachel. How are you, darling?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. I don't think we've had you in the studio before 9 o'clock, so this is lovely.
It is exciting.
So what was your horror story?
All right. So this is going back a couple of years when I got my wisdom teeth out, and I did the in the hospital, not in the chair. So they completely knocked me out, and I was like really okay with that idea because I don't want to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I went home. So, you know, I woke up and I had the gauze in my mouth and stuff, and I went home and the gauze was so full of blood that it fell out of my mouth. So we got cotton balls, put it in my mouth, they got so full of blood that it fell out. So my mum's like, oh, there's a little too much blood still. It's been like a couple of hours. I was like delirious from the amount of blood that I had lost and still coming out of anaesthesia. So mum rang the dentist and she's like, oh, can we bring Rach back in, like just check out her mouth, it's bleeding a lot. And they're like, no worries. So in the 5-minute car ride from our house to the dentist, obviously the next lot of fresh cotton balls that I'd put in my mouth had fallen out with the blood. And so I had my hands under my chin and I was catching the blood coming out over my bottom lip as I walked into the dentist. So they redid the stitches and put more gauze in and then it was fine. So
that is a bit of a horror story.
Oh,
that's gross. It's like, oh, that was just
the
really
poor thing.
Nothing's worse,
catching
is it?
Your own mouth blood.
You feeling it's better than yet, Luke?
I don't know if this is helping or not. I'm freaking out a little bit, actually, but that's okay. Thank you so much
for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we've had a message come in from the lovely Amy.
Yes, she's called in with a dental story saying that hopefully this will make me feel better because my experience cannot be as bad as this one. Amy was there with her partner, Mad Dog. And it was during Midsummer.
Midsummer.
And Mad Dog chipped her crown at Midsummer. So bad timing. So it was a Saturday. Went to an emergency dental clinic at 8 p.m. Ended up going to a really seedy dentist in a bad part of town.
Yeah, because her dentist wasn't open, obviously.
Correct. So emergency dental clinic. So they're ready to go, lying there. Dentist comes out and he looks like Freddy Krueger. So instantly
alarm
bells go off. All of a sudden, they hear this massive bang outside. So they run outside and Mad Dog's still in her like apron and everything.
And she goes out as well.
She runs out too. Everyone runs outside.
Because the power goes out.
Yes. And there's Amy in her Midsummer gear. And there's a car wrapped around a pole outside. And the sparks going off from the car.
The lines are down.
Everyone runs out from their houses to check it out. And there's Amy and Mad Dog. Amy's in her Midsummer gear. Mad Dog's there in her gown, the dental
gown
stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fire department tell them they've got half an hour till they're turning the power off and the chair's going to turn off and everything.
Oh, my God.
So they run back inside and the chair they're sitting on, it stops working. It's not working at all.
It's
already
done.
Dead.
It's bacon, yeah.
So they go to move them into another room. They have to move it to another room. So they quickly do that. And because Amy has a nursing background as well, she assists in helping the dental nurse moving all of the equipment,
the sterile
stuff, from one room to another room to get it all done. And they got it done.
But that's pretty bad.
Wow, what chaos.
That sounds... No, it won't happen like that.
That won't happen. So no. I'm feeling slightly better.
Yeah. Oh, good. There you go, Amy. Maybe. You made him feel
Thanks,
a little bit
Amy,
better.
Love Thank you.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.